So you would think that as we start this sacred time of Advent, we'd be filled with joy at the beginning because we're getting excited because the birth of Jesus is coming. But if you listen to that gospel reading, it's not full of excitement, is it? It's about how prepared are we? How prepared are we for the coming of the Son of Man at the end of time? But let's talk about how do we prepare. Many of us just hosted Thanksgiving or went to Thanksgiving, and many people prepared a big meal. And when we celebrate Thanksgiving, how do we prepare? We clean and organize. We shop and bake. We set up table. We put out the drinks. We cook and serve. We know how to prepare if we're going on vacation. You buy the tickets. You make reservations. You pack the car. You program the GPS. Or how about when a baby is coming? How do we prepare for the gift of life? We paint the room, we get the crib, we buy the diapers and the wet wipes, we have a baby shower, we pick names, we celebrate baptism, we pick godparents. We know how to prepare for these important life events. We know how to get ready. Today, we begin 25 days of Advent, 25 days to prepare for the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. How do we prepare for this gift of life? How do we prepare and get ready for the gift of Jesus? First, we take time to listen to the words of Scripture. And we listen to the prophet Jeremiah say to us, "The days are coming. Be ready. Say your prayers. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord of justice, the Lord of peace. He is coming. Get your hearts ready." And then St. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, says to us, "Strive to abound in love. Strengthen your hearts. Seek to be holy. Conduct yourselves to please God, because we want to be ready when He comes." And in the gospel, Jesus tells us lots of ways to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. He says, be alert, be awake, be aware that your heart is focused on loving others. Be vigilant and pray. Be ready to stand before the Son of Man, the Son of God. Be aware of the signs. Stand erect, raise your heads. Your redemption is at hand. And isn't that why Jesus comes? To redeem us, to save us, to die and rise for us. But He comes as a child first to teach us and to remind us how important it is to be people of love. So let us use these 25 days to be about being awake and ready for the gift of Jesus. We know how to prepare for Thanksgiving. We know how to prepare for vacation. We know how to prepare for the gift of a child. So let us do what we know to prepare our minds and hearts for the gift of Jesus. Let us take time these days to pray in gratitude for our blessings. Let us pray and seek reconciliation. Let's pray for those in need and serve them with acts of love. Let us pray with joyful hope for the gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let us pray and be prepared for Jesus, who leads us to the peace of heaven. Amen.